Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hi everybody, welcome to episode 79 from Long Distance to Marriage. Thanks for joining us. Firstly, just want to remind you that our Ultimate Guide to Long Distance is available on our website. This is basically a compilation of everything we've learned as a long distance couple and everything we've learned after closing the distance as a couple. It's pretty much the resource we wish had been available when we were going through long distance. So that is available on our website as an ebook. You can download it and have it instantly. So we hope that's something you as a couple can learn from and improve your relationship. So that brings us into this week. We thought it'd be really helpful to give you guys a bit of an overview of the guests that we've had on the podcast. We've been going for almost 2 years now in September. Isn't that insane?
It is insane.
Anyone wants to listen to us that much is insane.
Yeah, well, and then we've had a couple of guests recently, and the listen numbers have been really, really good for them. So we thought for anyone new here or who hasn't gone through our archive and you're interested in the guests and the different advice they've shared, then this is the episode where you can kind of take some notes and go back and check them out.
Yeah, so it's essentially just a little get to know our guests episode where we'll do a little recap over all the guests we've had on the show. We've been really lucky, had so many amazing and interesting people.
I hope you haven't missed anyone.
I haven't missed anyone. So we'll just be running through giving you a quick summary of each episode, the guests and what we talked about with them and what you might get from it. And then we'll put a link to every episode in the show notes, so they're all right there for you. So our very first guest, take it away.
Sam and Jared, all the way back, episode 20, which was what? That was
a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. So Sam and Jared wrote the LDR activity book, hashtag LDR activity book, which was amazing. And again, like you said about our ultimate guide to long distance relationships, this was a resource that I think we would have really enjoyed when we were still long distance. And the two serve very different purposes, whereas our guide is, as it says, it's a guide to getting it through, and it's got, you know, how to date and different ideas and making the most of the situation and getting to know each other. The activity book is, again, as it says, is an activity book, and it's things you can do together while apart. And so we had them on. It's a pretty long episode, I think it's over an hour, and they were telling us where it came from, what their relationship looks like. They're kind of they travel around quite a lot together, but then they're apart a lot as well. So that was a really good chat.
Yeah, it was. And the really interesting thing about that was that I believe it was Jared's mother is a psychologist.
Oh, that's right.
And so she got involved, you know, in kind of providing a bit of a psychological resource for the activity book, which we thought was really interesting. And I'll never forget what Jared said that stuck with me for a long time. I can't remember exactly what we were talking about in the episode, but I also don't want to spoil it for you. But he said, always assume good intent from other people. And that really stuck with me. And I think it's good advice that if you're long distance and maybe your partner isn't giving you as much attention or they've said something that rubbed you the wrong way, just kind of take a step back and remember that people don't normally do things with bad intent. People usually have good intentions or certainly a lack of bad ones. So that's just something to bear in mind. But yeah, that's a really good episode if you're living distance the moment. And a great way to do something together and bond together over these activities that you can set a page number that you're going to work on that worksheet tonight and then kind of catch up on it later. It's a great activity. And then our next guests were Nyla and Lawrence, and they were episode 38. And they're a really interesting couple. They talked a lot about being a long-distance married couple and also joining two families. They both have children.
Their whole situation is really unusual because, yeah, they're married, but there's a lot of couples who get married and then end up long distance, or you enter it as, say, a military spouse or whatever. But she lives in Wales in the UK and he lives in Florida, and they got married apart. So they knew they were long distance, they got married, they knew they were going to continue to be long distance. And then Lawrence has some health complications that make things more complicated. It's
difficult, yeah.
So it was a really, really heartwarming episode. In fact, we actually tried to raise some money for them afterwards because both of them have got children. They desperately want to be, like, one family unit, and money is difficult for them, especially with Lance's health problems. And so we tried to raise some money for them to help them plan the next visit or to get their visas arranged. And so we want to say thank you to everyone who donated to that back at the time. But so this was, I think all of the guests we've had on, especially the ones in a couple, you know, as a relationship, have got some really, really valuable tips on what they do slightly differently to help them cope. And I think anyone listening to us and is in that similar situation, any of the guests, I think, are going to have at least one thing you can think, oh, that, you know, that sounds really good, I'll take that away. And you can also, we're giving you all the numbers and, like Andrew said, show notes with direct links, but you can also in the future find all of our guests with that. We've got a category on the website called Meet the Couple and Guests, so you can always just filter them easily enough on the website.
Absolutely. And they were a lovely couple, and yeah, they definitely shared some tips for keeping things interesting and different ways you can feel connected. And one thing that they said, which we'd never heard of and you'd probably be too embarrassed to do, but I loved, was when they're long distance, which is most of the time, sometimes they go to a different restaurant, obviously, because they're in different countries, and they go on FaceTime and have a drink at the bar, and it's almost like they're there together. Mm. And they get dressed up, and they have a long distance bona fide date. And I just think that's a really special thing to do. So they had a, you know, they've been doing this for a long time, and they've been living it. So they're a great resource in terms of ideas and how to try and make it work.
Yeah. And then, so that takes us on to episode 47 with, who has become a returning guest, David Feldman.
We love David.
We do love David. And so David's really, really active on Twitter, and he gives out excellent advice every day. He's very active replying to people. So, you know, reach out and talk to him if there's anything you want to talk to him about or get advice on. But so the first episode that he came on for, episode 47, we focused on avoiding criticism.
It's worth mentioning that David. I know it in my head.
He's a therapist.
He's a therapist, family and relationship couples therapist. Yeah,
so he knows what he's talking about. And this all came about because he, again, going back to Twitter, he was posting about this idea of not criticising. And obviously, you get the inevitable. Nothing can be said on Twitter without it turning into a disagreement. You know, people love to just say, well, actually,
the trolls come out.
But when you make a statement in the relationship arena that says never criticize your spouse, you're going to get a mixture of responses from the trolls, but also including people with good intent to say, well, how do I facilitate change? How do I let my grievances or things I'm unhappy about or improvements that are necessary, how do I bring those up if it's not a criticism? And David replied, there's some really, really interesting discussions around it, and we wanted to explore it in more depth on the podcast. So episode 47 is about that, and it's, we learned so much from that. Because well, he didn't say, you're not, it's not a case of keep quiet and don't, never speak up. But it was, what's really a big deal? What can you live with? What do you need? He spoke about the hierarchy of needs or the pyramid of need in a marriage, and within that you can define what's really important to you, what's a bit more trivial, what maybe compromise can be reached, and then, you know, for the things that do need to be brought up, how you do it in a way that they'll be responsive to, in a way that may get you the outcomes that you need without it being a big argument, without the other person feeling criticized and attacked. And so it may be the kind of episode you go into, you hear that statement thinking this is kind of some airy fairy bullshit about how, you know, you can't say anything, and hopefully you come away from that episode feeling really sort of empowered with the tools and the know-how to have this happy, healthy, thriving relationship where both of you are able to say what you need to say without either of you feeling under pressure or criticized or not good enough.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really love about David, and I think what makes him a little bit different from a lot of just people kind of in the relationship sphere in terms of advice, David really focuses on kind of the male persona and responsibility, I guess. And I think what's great about that is so many women in relationships wish that their husband would look at their emotions more or kind of take a step away from the traditional expectations of a man's feelings. You know, it's kind of what men can do to be a better husband, to be a better father, if that's applicable, and look at their feelings a little bit more, kind of the complete opposite of the toxic masculinity kind of cult thing going on.
Yeah, but David also talks about male leadership and things like that. But I think on that point, what's really valuable about him is, I think, if it's not the case, it's certainly perceived to be the case, that many therapists and much of the relationship advice is female focused. And so for men, then, you know, there's not as many resources to turn, or if you are turning to a resource, it's, you have to bear in mind it's through the lens of the female perspective or aimed at women.
Mm-hmm.
So for men, it can feel a bit limited. It's not the biggest pool. So to find someone like David, who, one, is a man, and two, focuses on men, you know, talking to men directly. So yes, he deals with couples, he deals with women, but his main focus is on men. So it's a really valuable resource. So whether you're listening to this as a man, or you have a boyfriend or husband, you know, let them know about him, because it would benefit both of you.
Absolutely. And I just want to touch on what you said about male leadership. I don't want people to interpret that the wrong way, that, you know, the man should be the leader of everything. That's not at all what it means. We talked a lot about in that episode how there are certain things that Rich is the leader of in our household, and there's a lot of things that I'm the leader of, and that's not to do with gender stereotypes necessarily, but it's suited to our talents. So I think that that's something to bear in mind, that it's not saying that the man should be in charge of everything. It's, there are certain things that each of you should be responsible for. So that's all that is.
And then we had a busy month, because two episodes later, 49, we had guest Dr. Laura Lewis, and we spoke about communication and keeping the peace. So the title was pretty vague. I think it was just communicating with Dr. Laura Lewis. But is she a relationship therapist as well, a counsellor? She's something professional, unlike me. Can't remember what she does. But she's an author as well, and you know, she has a practice, a clinic. She helps one-on-one families and individuals be better in their relationship. And what we spoke about was communication. And I think what a lot of people take from this episode was we brought up a lot of examples from our own relationships. So it wasn't all one-way traffic from her saying, do this and do that. And it can obviously, you know, when professionals say things like that, it can sound a bit unrealistic at times. You know, you can think, well, yeah, that sounds good, but when you're in the argument or approaching it, you know, I know my partner, they wouldn't. So we brought up real examples, and we said, you know, we've had this conversation, and this is what we've tried to do, and get her opinion on it. So there should be some valuable communication tips in there.
There's also, we talked a bit about arguments as well, and keeping the peace, and how to communicate what you need to say without it kind of spiraling into an argument. We also, at the end, kind of, it wasn't planned conversation, but she works a lot with people with anxiety disorders and mental health problems. So, like, that could be some of her one-on-one stuff. So we did talk a little bit about anxiety and depression and other kind of mental health issues in relationships. So if that's something that you'd like more information on, I would definitely check out that episode. It's something we're quite open about. I have mental health issues stemming around anxiety and depression, so it is something that we work through as a couple, and I'm always just happy when a professional can weigh in on something like that.
Yeah, and I think this is a really good episode to listen to after David's. I think the two are very different, but they're links in their own way. You know, you can, if you take 2 hours, I think they'll be each about an hour. If you take a couple hours out of your day or your weekend and kind of just listen to them close together, I think, and take notes, I think there's going to be a lot that you really take from that, and you can maybe drop your own little action plan and think. But I think with this one, you know, take the time to, don't just listen to them and think, yeah, that's good. Actually reflect on them and think, these are two people that normally would charge for
a session,
for talking with them. And okay, I'm not suggesting that everything we'll get out there is necessarily as valuable as that, but there are certainly snippets, there is advice and tips in there that it has come for free from people that would normally charge for it. And if you reflect on that, get a pen and paper and think, you know, actually this and this sound really applicable to my situation, and I recognize that behavior in me or my other half, and actually, yeah, you know, they said this thing that sounds similar to an argument that we had last week, and now I know how I could avoid it. And if you just reflect on it, take some notes, and really make an effort to implement it. And
She also, Laura, in that episode, explained some of her approaches and steps. So there is actionable stuff that is really good. So yeah, that's a great one. So next it was episode 54, and that was with Marcus and Ashley talking about the first year of marriage.
Well, that's their show.
Yeah, but we also talked about the first.
We did, but they are the first year of marriage with Marcus and Ashley. It wasn't just our topic of
today. No, but it was also.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have a really crazy story, which I won't give too much away because you definitely should listen to the episode, but within their first year of marriage, they had some visa issues. Marcus was from another country, and he didn't realize he had essentially missed something that affected his status in the US as being able to stay. So everyone says if you survive the first year of marriage, you can survive all of it, which isn't necessarily true because there's a lot of people getting divorced years and years on.
But the first one's hard. And yeah. What's really good about them is they've really honed in on that as a niche, you know, because we struggled. And it's funny for us because we lived together before. We got on great. We got married and it was great. And then when we moved out, we had a hard time, and we've spoken about this at length previously. But, you know, we just would argue, and we just too often couldn't see eye to eye on things. So first year of marriage with Marcus and Ashley, you know, just to say, it's not only about, don't think, well, I'm not married yet, or I'm 2 years in. You know, we spoke about this. They clarified that that's where most of the advice goes to, but actually so much of it is just applicable. You know, don't think, well, we've been married 13 months and I still don't like him. We're doomed. You know, there's good information in here, and there's a lot of experience from them.
We also talked with them about merging two lives or households and kind of why it makes that first year so difficult. And like you were just saying, Rich, it's not necessarily the first year of marriage, but it might be the first year you're living together, or, you know, wherever you are.
Or before you get... And one thing that I didn't even know existed when it would have applied to us, that's sort of come into my radar, really since we started doing this podcast, I think, is resources for people when they're engaged or thinking of getting engaged. And, you know, because marriage is a massive step, and I think maybe it can be not said as much as it could be that this is huge, and you do need to prepare for it. And yeah, you know, you can make it without preparing for it. We didn't. We did it by the seat of our pants, kind of thing.
We still are.
But if you can, you know, if you can make use of these resources, it can really, it's a bit of a life hack. So, you know, they spoke about how you can implement some of this advice before you get there, and it's just view it as kind of preparation. You know, even if you listen to it, think that's good, I'll bookmark it, I'll come back to it in 6 months, or I'll take some notes now. Or there's definitely things you can implement, though, today, whether or not you're living together, married for a few years, or thinking of getting married. There's stuff in there that you can implement now, so don't get too hung up on the name of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then on to the people that are in some way responsible for this podcast existing, Tony and Elisa of One Extraordinary Marriage, episode 66. So if you're familiar with them, One Extraordinary Marriage is the number one marriage podcast in iTunes, so there's a good chance you already listen to them. If you don't, you should. And I say they're part of the reason this podcast exists because they were the first podcast I think we listened to.
Yeah, certainly me. You might have listened
to
some others.
Your first ever podcast.
Yeah. I didn't even know what a podcast was, and you're like, here, listen to this.
I think I was listening to a couple already, but I was, I specifically just started looking for marriage podcasts. I thought, you know, what advice can we get? And yeah, theirs popped up, and they got some really good information. They've got hundreds of episodes. You know, they've been going 10 years. They've got so many resources beyond the podcast. They've got free guides. They've got a membership area. They frequently run sex challenges, and they do in-person seminar events, and you know, they're just a tremendous resource to follow. Again, don't get hung up on the name. They focus on marriage and being a spouse, but equally they work with people who aren't married, and Elise is actually a coach as well, so you know, she's someone else like David and Laura that you could normally pay and get tailored advice for. And we had about an hour with them, and the focus of that conversation was cheap dates. Now, funny enough, this happened just before lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And it coincided, I think, about the time we'd been talking about cheap dates and home date ideas. So, yeah, we spent about an hour talking about you know, not feeling the pressure to spend a lot of money, going out to expensive restaurants, going out to see movies. What can you do at home on a budget and in a long distance space?
And it wasn't just kind of, you know, more affordable options and stuff. It was also talking about the importance of doing this and how vital dating is to your marriage or relationship, and how if you don't set time aside with your partner, there can be some really bad side effects in your relationship long term.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, they're huge proponents of
dating,
but basically kind of almost like maintenance work on your relationship. I think too many people, particularly, I think in a relationship, people are more inclined to put a bit of work in. There seems to be something about marriage where it seems like it's got some finality to it. It's like, oh, I don't need to do that now, I'm married. It's like, you can still get divorced. Mm. You have to still put the effort into it. And so Tony and Elisa, they've been married for 20-something years, I think. They've been doing this podcast for 10 years. They still have a weekly date. You know, they still make full effort. And one of the things that Tony said that I really liked, if you go onto their feed, like the One Extraordinary Marriage Instagram feed, there's not really any pictures of them. And he said the reason for that is because when they're on their dates, they're fully together. You know, they're not there taking selfies, trying to game the algorithm, trying to get likes and stuff. So the content they do is all about actionable advice for other people. And when they're together, they're together. And they spoke about how they've even got a safe with a timer on it. When they're having these dates, phones and devices go in there and they can't access them, and they get full attention to each other. And yes, they still have their weekly dates, and it's all about the importance of, if you've got very little money, just save a tiny bit of it, even if it's $5 and you go and share a coffee at Starbucks. Just do something that you can spend that time together.
Absolutely. So important. And then episode 68, we had Meg of the Gin and Beer It podcast, who has subsequently become a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, we were supposed to meet Meg not long after the episode, because it turns out we don't live too far.
No.
We're about 30 miles away.
Yeah.
And so she lives in London, and one of our favourite barbecue restaurants, well, our favourite, we haven't got many favourite barbecue restaurants.
Not
got
in
one.
This country.
So we were going to go to our favourite barbecue restaurant. We were going to meet her, the first guest that we would meet in person. We were also going to try and meet Tony and Lisa this Christmas. If we still go out there, we were going to go to San Diego and try and meet them.
But then the world ended.
And like everyone, we were affected by quarantine and lockdown. But Meg, what makes Meg such a good episode to listen to is she's got an unusual story. She's done the long distance thing. But
that wasn't the focus.
She is American. She's from Chicago, living in London. So she has a podcast. It's called Gin and Beer It. We've subsequently learned that we didn't pronounce it clearly enough in the previous episode, and people have not heard what it was. So it's gin, like the drink, gin and tonic, and beer, like the drink. Gin and Beer It podcast.
Like Grin and Bear It.
Gin and Beer It. So she likes her drinks. So Meg's all about, her podcast is just kind of her life, and she has her friends on, and she talks about life as an expat. And so the reason we wanted to talk to Meg was, you know, a lot of our listeners, if you're long distance and international for sure, but you can also be long distance and still be far away from home, you know, have hundreds of miles between you, one of you is going to be facing the prospect of leaving and moving away. And she's done that. And so her story is really interesting because she visited London. I think she did a school trip, fell in love with everything, and decided she was going to move here one day, and she did. And then that's where a lot of people would kind of end their story. Like, oh, well, you know, my dream came true. I moved to London and it's brilliant. And she said things got really hard and she missed everyone, and you realise how shit certain things are, and you start to sort of look back with rose-tinted glasses perhaps at everything, and then that makes things harder, and then, you know, you miss birthdays and everything like that. And so her story is about her building this life over here, and we wanted to just talk to her about the struggles and advice she's got for anyone else going through it, and because I think there's not enough resource on that. You know, you didn't have that.
No, nothing. But the fun thing about that episode, it was basically me and Meg commiserating over what it's like to be an American living in the UK, and that was quite a fun one. But no, there's a lot of really helpful tools about what she's done to kind of get through the homesickness, what she does when she's struggling with it. And yeah, her podcast just has lots of fun different topics. She talks about like trending pop culture stuff, you know, Netflix series that have come out, films, all kinds of stuff.
It's a fun episode. I'd say it's less of a relationship episode. You know, if you're looking for, you know, the things we talk about with Tony and Elisa and Marcus and Ashley and David and Laurie, you know, if you're looking for that actionable advice, maybe skip this one. It's a fun listen, but if leaving home for some distance is not in your immediate future, this is probably less of an important one for you.
Yeah, but it is really helpful if you are.
And now one of our absolute favourites, episode 71 with Jordan Syatt, we've followed Jordan for years. He's not remotely in the relationship space. He's in the fitness space. For anyone who knows Gary Vee, Jordan was his, and I think is again, his personal trainer, and he was with him 7 days a week for a few years, traveling the world with him, training him. Everywhere Gary went, Jordan went. But all the while, he was building up this online fitness coach, and he holds like strength records, doesn't he? Powerlifting records and stuff. And his Instagram account is fantastic, and is, you know, you touched before on mental health, and so there's, you know, I think our audience overlaps quite a bit with Jordan's in terms of demographics and things. So if you're not already following him, he could be a really good follow. He's about health and everything, but he really goes beyond that into mental health and talks a lot about happiness being the goal, and, you know, not beating yourself up too much, not being too harsh on yourself. But the reason we had him on was he also was in a long distance relationship, and obviously he was traveling the world, but when he was home, he lived in a different city to his girlfriend. So we wanted to talk to him about that.
Yeah. And it was a really interesting story, kind of a fun, different twist to it for how they met and got connected and stuff. We also talked to Jordan about, fitness for couples, essentially. Something that he does a lot on his Instagram stories is, you know, just ask me a question. What do you want to talk about? And I noticed a lot of people asking him questions along the lines of, I really want my husband, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever, to take better care of themselves and their health, and I don't know how to motivate them to do that. And he always had really interesting responses to that. So that was something we wanted to talk about. Obviously, that falls more into the couple focus, which is our
because there's echoes of David's criticism episode there. Very complimentary, and obviously they said different things, they're not aware of each other, but what Jordan advised was very much in keeping with what David would have advised. And he spoke a lot about, you know, Jordan's obviously done some pretty significant research into this. He was saying, you know, shame doesn't work, and you're never going to say to someone, look, you're fat, stop it, why don't you look after yourself? You know, that's not going to work, even if that may be how you feel, or whatever the case may be. And he was saying, you know, positive reinforcement works, and someone has to be ready for it. And, you know, these are ways maybe you can do it. But, you know, it's important, obviously, in this not... This is something that can come across really shallow, like, oh, my partner doesn't look good, I want them to, like, get over it. What he was talking about, you know, maybe they do have this goal, or maybe health is a significant factor here. You know, if that's more of the case, then, you know, he opened up about really positive ways you can do that without anyone feeling judged or not good enough.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good episode, and we really enjoyed it, and you were fangirling.
I love Jordan. I mean, it took, how long did it take? Like a year. It took a year to get this. Nearly. When did he come on? March?
February, I think.
Okay, it was last May that we started talking to him. Because we were in LAX.
Yeah, you mentioned to him briefly that we had a podcast.
Last May was when we first reached out to him, and he said, yeah, that sounds good. And then it took all the way through to February to get him on.
Okay.
So it took a long time to happen, but we think it was worth it.
Absolutely, it was fun.
And actually, that's the one and only video episode we've
got
on YouTube.
Yeah, of course, yeah. The whole thing was a video.
All of our episodes, well, except the last few, are on YouTube, but that one, actually, we each had our webcams on, and you can see everyone in person if you feel so inclined.
Yeah, then episode 76, David Feldman came back to visit us. It doesn't sound like a very long time, because we just mentioned his name, but it had been several months since we'd spoken to him.
Well, it was 76, and he came on 47, so it was pretty much, 29 episodes between, so it's a long time. And this time we spoke about communicating without judgment with a defensive partner. So this was, we'd agreed with David that we'd do another episode, and then we asked our Instagram page If you don't follow us, we're Mr. and Mrs. Distance, or just search from Long Distance to Marriage and you'll find us. And what we often do is put up a Q&A about what topics you guys want us to cover. And ahead of this episode, we said Dovid's returning. Have you got any questions you would want to ask a therapist? And the one we really honed in on was how to talk to a defensive partner. And so we made that the focus with Dovid.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And the nice thing about this episode was he gave us an actual formula to follow, like how to say something, the exact words to say, the emotions to communicate in such a way that whatever you're saying cannot be received in a defensive way.
Yeah, and we tried to make this really valuable. We sort of role played it a little bit to say, okay, you say that, what if they say this? What if they say this?
I think we overcomplicated it because he was like, that wouldn't happen.
Maybe, but you're like, yeah, what if? We wanted to remove any barriers for you guys. If you'd say, well, I did that and then he said this and now I'm nowhere, we tried to kind of present those objections to Dovid, him to say, okay, well, this is how you would respond to that. And so it's a really good follow-on to the criticism one, but kind of in a different angle, because the criticism one was how, you know, you don't give criticism, and this one is how you may not be intending criticism, but the other person may just receive it. Some people are just more defensive, and maybe you have issues with how you communicate something to make it come, you know, it comes across in a way that isn't how you intended it. So the two episodes from Dovid are kind of little cheat sheets for really effective communication to be happy.
Yeah, and what I loved about this was Dovid pointed out that, like Rich just said, some people are more inclined to be defensive, but most people are just kind of in a neutral state until something is said to them. So very often, if your partner is reacting to you always in a defensive way, the problem is the way you're saying something to them. And that may not be 100% of the time. You might catch them at an inconvenient time when they're upset already about something else.
And we've fallen into this trap, by the way, where either one of us will be feeling fine. The other one will say something in a way that they felt was fine, and it'll be taken more aggressively, which then immediately leads to defensiveness. So what do you mean? Why did you say that? And then you think, well, that's not what I said. And then you have an argument. And the annoying thing about those arguments is person A wasn't trying to be offensive and person B wasn't in a bad mood but felt attacked. And it ends up in this argument that no one wanted and no one tried to instigate. You know, sometimes you have an argument because you're just in a foul mood. And so this episode is about avoiding that completely. And even if they are more defensive or they more likely to react in a way that you don't want, this is kind of how you approach and deal with that. And obviously the challenge that you might have is if you do keep having these arguments, they may feel they're primed already to feel that way when you say something. So you may have a little bit of work to do there to kind of help reset that situation, but what Dovid says here will help you do that.
Yeah. And it's just amazing the power that your words hold and the way you put them together that can completely change the outcome of a scenario
and how you present it. And tone as well, and timing. You know, cause I think a lot of time, because, you know, Jordan made the point in his episode 71 that, I can't remember the exact words he used, but, you know, the people you love are the ones you're probably more comfortable being rude to and hurtful to than strangers. And I think with what we're talking about with Dovid's episode is it can be kind of easy to think I should say what I want to say when I want to say it because it's important, and it's actually important to consider what headspace your other half is in. Is this a good time to bring this up? Is it likely to cause upset? Is it asking to do something when they're already frazzled, or are they deep in work and you're trying to interrupt them? You know, a bit of consideration to that can also go a long way in addition to the words you use.
Yeah, and I think that's something that everyone needs to learn, and it's something that I know I'm still learning. And, you know, I am trying to pay a lot more attention when I need to request something of Rich or ask something of him or bring something up that needs addressing. If I know he's stressed or really trying to focus on something, he's got about 16 billion projects of stuff going on right now. So if there's something I need to talk to him about, I will look at what he's doing and how he's acting. And if I think that he's got headspace, I will ask him and say, hey, do you have a second? And if he says, actually, can you give me 5 minutes, then I do. Or if I think, actually, do I need to address this with him right now? He's got enough on his plate. Can I sort this out myself?
Yeah, and the important thing here is you are very good at that. But even if you get it, even if you misjudge and you ask me, like, no, I need 5 minutes, you respond really well to that. Because I'm not rude to you. You know, I don't say, well, don't interrupt me, what are you doing? You know, you're respectful in how you approach me, but I'm respectful in how I answer. But then you say, okay, and then we'll talk about it later on. And I think that's the key point, is both of us respond in a positive way there. And
but we didn't always. We've had to
learn. No, we didn't always. But you could respond and say, well, you're already interrupted now. Can we have this conversation? Or this, obviously, if it is really important, you know, then we'll have the conversation.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't even ask. Like, I'll just peek in the room you're in, and if you look like you're
Yeah, but taking I don't want or... people to think you can't talk about anything.
Oh, no.
You know, if there's something... But it's... That's not what we're talking about. We're talking more generally. But the point is, both people play a part in that, you know. So you're respectful in trying to time it and approach me. I'm respectful in return. And then you take that the right way. You don't feel like, why don't you make any time for me? So I'm just, you know, I think that's a key point here.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it shouldn't always be like that. You shouldn't always feel like you need to, excuse me, sir, can I bother you for a moment of your time? But at certain times in life, if things are maybe a little bit more stressful or certain things require more of your focus, then yeah, you might have to change the way you approach your partner at certain times. But I also do require that there are times when your attention is completely mine.
Yeah, which is fair. You know, you're my wife.
Really?
And yeah, and it's not always like that. Like I said, I'm in a particularly busy time right now with a lot going on. So I need time and
boundaries,
Yeah, but I just need some space to do it. And it's not a personality thing of you can't ever interrupt me if I think I'm busy.
Oh, no,
you
know? No.
So the next and final one. So this
was not final, but most recent for now.
Final for now, yeah. Which is our most recent episode, last week's episode with Josh and G. G does have a full name, we just can't pronounce it.
It's beautiful, but we can't say it.
We're too unrefined and she's too exotic. But
episode 78.
Yeah, so they're long distance. You may have seen our Instagram posts over the last week talking about them. They came on and shared their story with us, but part of the reason we wanted them on was they make this really beautiful jewelry out of wood and minerals and rocks and things like opal, and but it's beautiful stuff. They do custom work, and this part Josh was already doing making this jewelry, but then they turned it into a business and they use it to afford the plane tickets to see each other more. It's just a really inspiring story of how you can use your interests and talents to, you know, increase your income a bit and do something together. And then they also generously gave a 50% discount code to anyone who goes through us to them. So if you use the code LDTM for long distance to marriage on their website, then you get 50% off across the entire range. Their Instagram, I think, is _sycamoretree.
I think so, yeah.
But again, you can find that linked in the show notes and on our Instagram, and then you can go through to their website and buy everything, because it's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And they also gave us a lot of helpful information and tips from them. So they're currently trying to get ready to broach the visa kind of hurdle. They are dealing with trying to get into the United States. G's trying to get to the United States to be with Josh where he lives there. And they have a lot of interesting information about that. So if anyone... you know, or in your relationship, one of you's trying to get into the US, there's some helpful information there. They also talk on a positive light about long distance relationships and the benefits of them. You know, something we don't hear a lot about. We have an episode 2 of the podcast was dedicated to the benefits of long distance relationships. But so often everyone talks them down, talks crap about them because they are really hard. But it's important to remember that there are really good things about it too. So just to remind you, the promotional code for that will still be working, but if you're going to go through and listen to some of our older episodes, bear in mind that any discount codes that we had with those wouldn't be working anymore. It would just be this most recent one, episode 78. So if you do hear any promo codes, just unfortunately those were really old and not active anymore. Anything else?
That is all of them, but as you can tell mainly from the older episodes, we do have couples on, so we're open to if you guys want to come on. We have a couple of interesting guests lined up. One is a couple and another one is in the sort of advice space. They'll be coming out relatively
in due course.
But if there's anyone that you would like us to talk to, whether that's you or someone else, let us know.
Yeah, reach out to us. We're always willing. And also, even if you don't want to come on the show, if you're a little bit shy or just uncertain, if there's a topic you want us to address, then please let us know. A lot of our episodes and some of our best ones have been listener requests. So we're always going to take those. So stay healthy. Stay careful. We know a lot of places are starting to lift restrictions. So take care of yourselves. And we hope everyone gets to be together soon. Have a great week.